Welcome back. We are so pleased to introduce our viewers to Sharon Driscoll, the relatively new executive director of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce, for the first time here on QATV, but hopefully not the last time. Good to meet you, Sharon.
Joe, thank you. I just want to say thank you for having me here this morning.
It's our pleasure.
Super excited.
Yeah, this is great to let folks know about what's going on at the Chamber under new leadership. Been a few months now, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So it's been about 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And how's it been going?
It's going well. It's as I say, the 4 months have flown by.
Yeah.
And those 4 months have been spent getting to know people, checking in with the businesses, and just seeing exactly what's needed.
Yeah, absolutely.
From us.
Before we talk about that, let's talk about you. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Sharon.
Okay, so I was born in England and Irish parents, and I came to this country about 28 years ago.
Oh.
And since I've been here, I've worked in the hospitality industry. So I worked downtown Boston, and then we decided we'd buy our own places. So we had a place in Mission Hill, and we had the Iron Furnace in Quincy.
Okay.
Right there on Hancock Street.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
And,
it was very popular.
Yeah, very popular. Yeah. Very big. And we were there right in the middle of the construction time.
Oh yeah, that.
Yeah, it's that thing. Yeah. So it's. But it was good. It worked out well. Moved on, and I went to work for the Massachusetts Restaurant Association, and I've been there. I had been there for about 8 years.
Mm.
Member facing, there for resources, providing the restaurants with support in any which way we could.
Sure.
We did a lot of sponsorship and fundraising and scholarships for the education, to continue with the education of the college kids coming out. So we raised $117,000 for scholarships. We did great events for the young kids.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of events.
Fantastic.
Not unlike what we've got going on here in Quincy.
Yes, yes. So what was the draw to Quincy? You know, why did you see this position as something you'd like to be interested in?
I think because of my hospitality background.
Sure.
And when I looked at the job description, I felt like I checked most of the boxes.
Okay.
I live in Milton.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I'd had a business in Quincy,
mm-hmm.
former business owner, so I knew what the city needs. And I knew what the small business owners needed.
Yeah.
And for me, it just made sense. It was the next best step for me.
Okay, all right. And obviously the board of directors agreed.
They did, yes. Apparently, yes.
And appointed you.
They did indeed.
So what's some of your early challenges so far at the Chamber?
Providing value.
Yeah.
Ensuring that everyone sees us as approachable and just a resource. I think that's what it is. I think that it's important to be seen.
Mm.
I don't believe my job's behind the desk. I do go out and about a lot. So I think it's more of building some faith and letting people know that the Chamber is there for everybody. It's a door that my door's always open. And we'd love people to just to come by and just say hi and how can we help?
Right. I guess, yeah, we should talk about what is the kind of the mission of the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
You know, overall
to support the small businesses.
Yeah. Small businesses.
Small businesses. Yeah. And whilst we need every level of business,
of course, yeah.
to function and to make it what it is and to make it successful, the heart of Quincy is small business.
And really the country too, right, Sharon?
Absolutely.
It's the heart of the business community.
It is
based,
yeah.
in small businesses.
Because those larger businesses started somewhere.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
And that shouldn't be forgotten. But I think the small businesses need a ton of resources.
Yeah.
So my goal and my mission is to be there to support them.
Okay.
I know what it's like firsthand to own a business, and sometimes it's very difficult to lift your head up and to think about what resources you really need until you really need them.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal is to try and get to people before they actually need those resources too badly,
okay.
that they don't survive.
You can kind of foresee what they may not be able to see right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why when I'm out and about talking to business owners, it all resonates with me.
Sure.
I know what they're going through.
Yes.
And so if I can advise them and connect them, whilst I may not have all the answers, I can find the people that do.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
You're the conduit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how we want to be seen.
What are the businesses telling you? What are the Quincy businesses telling you, Sharon, right now that their challenges are?
Staffing. Yeah. Financing.
Mm.
And basically that's it. And just assistance.
Those are two big things, though.
They're the major.
Yeah.
That's what you need to succeed, right?
Right.
And however we can help them, that's what we want to do, provide the resources. But I enjoy so much sitting down with business owners because once I say I'm a former business owner, I've become relatable.
I would think the walls come down, right?
And they come really down. Start to yeah, share absolutely. Their real feelings, and yeah, it's just a case of getting people comfortable, yeah. comfortable enough to reach out to me and say, "Hey, Sharon, I've got this going on. Who do I speak with?" And I'm more than happy to lead people in the yeah. right direction.
When you were owning the Iron Furnace, did you reach out to the Chamber for help?
I didn't actually, no. I reached out more to the MRA because I was restaurant specific.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yes. Okay.
But I didn't do much with the Chamber, and that teaches me yeah. how much more we need to be out and about.
Right.
Yeah. Because if I did see somebody that says, okay, these are your benefits, and this is how we can help. Mm. I personally think it's very important when you come into cities, a chamber has got to be there to support you.
Sure.
And it should be like a natural progress. Like it should be as easy as signing the lease. It should be, and here is the chamber,
okay.
and here's their information.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to see.
So we're seeing on the topic, how does one become a member of the Quinte Chamber of Commerce?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have our website.
Yes.
And we just reach out to any of us. There's Celia in the office, there's Carla in the office, and myself.
Okay.
And we're happy to walk you through. I'm happy to come out. And even if someone called and said, I'm interested in joining, what should I do? I would go and visit them.
Okay.
And I'd sit down with them. First, to talk about the benefits of them.
Yeah.
I've been a member. And secondly, to guide them through signing up.
Okay. All right. Here's how we can help you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
yeah. Here's how we can help.
Still headquartered at the Granite Bank?
We're still on the ninth floor. Fabulous view for people yeah. that haven't seen it. It's like a hidden gem.
Yes.
But it's beautiful space. But we're still there.
Okay.
Yeah. We're still there for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's roughly even the membership right now? How many members?
The membership right now is 760.
Wow,
760.
Okay. That has grown, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. A portion of that is from the city itself.
I see.
From the city hall.
Oh.
And the rest of them are businesses.
Okay.
Anything from very large companies down to a mom and pop.
Neat, yeah.
yeah.
Okay. But the majority of businesses, what, 10 or fewer employees, I would
absolutely.
Say?
Absolutely,
right?
10
yeah.
or fewer.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And restaurant specific, what are they facing right now in the city, Sharon?
They're facing some tough times.
Yeah.
Not unlike any business, I should say, but for restaurants specifically, they're dealing with a lot of staffing issues.
Mm.
And staffing issues coming from the immigration situation, and also because people aren't going to work at the restaurant. Industry anymore.
Really?
They're never seeing it as a real job, and that really has been driven home more so now than ever.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And we're facing, they're facing rising food costs just like consumers
Absolutely.
Are, right? Same thing.
Oh,
to without
buy food a doubt,
well. Yeah.
yeah. Rising food costs, rising utility bills,
yeah.
Vendor distribution is costs more. It's just a very expensive time for them,
yeah.
and some of them are struggling to hold on.
And at the same time, Quincy is really being seen now as a culinary destination. I mean,
which it truly is.
It really is.
It
yeah.
really is. And I only realized that, as obviously working for the MRA, I knew it, but when I'm around, walking around, I'm
yeah.
like, oh my Lord, there are quite a few restaurants.
Yes,
yeah.
good
and growing
restaurants.
And good restaurants.
Yeah.
We have a lot of talent here, a lot of young chefs,
yes.
and a lot of older chefs that have maintained, you know, their restaurants. And constantly change their menus and stay current.
Right.
And that's really important.
I would think, yeah.
yeah. Absolutely.
It's important to any community, right?
Yeah.
Is a strong restaurant
Absolutely.
Presence,
well, know. It just drives foot traffic.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is why the Taste of Quincy is so important.
So important,
yeah.
yeah.
Tell me about yeah. the Taste of Quincy this year.
So this year, August the 4th.
Okay.
Best Western in Quincy. And... outdoor event. It's my first one. It's a very popular event.
Yes.
It's very well attended. We have some of our local restaurateurs showcasing. We've got some food trucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. So it's very exciting. We have some music. We've got Ginty playing this year. And Ginty's a well-known Irish performer.
Oh, okay.
So which is good. And we're just praying for good weather.
Well, yes.
Yes, like everything that's outdoors. Right,
right exactly. Yeah. yeah. And it's Tuesday, August 4th, 5:30 to 8 p.m.
Correct.
At the Best Western. You yeah. still have it out on the gazebo? Out
still
over
out on the gazebo,
the
yeah. yeah. So I did the walk around there a couple of months when I first joined just
yeah.
to get a lay of the land. And it's such a great space.
It's a great spot, yeah.
yeah. And they're so accommodating.
Yes.
So it's a pleasure to work with them.
So there's still opportunity for tickets, right, to attend the
absolutely.
Event, but also for restaurants to participate?
Yeah, for okay. restaurants, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Anyone that hasn't seen any of our collateral or I haven't managed to knock the door off, happy for them to reach out. There's still space. I will be going out and about in the next few days again to revisit. But we should have a really good lineup. So we're super excited about that.
Very good, yeah. People look forward to this all year long.
Yes, they do.
Write down on their calendars and make sure they're there as well. I know that you, in particular, you want to focus on and help support the Asian community right here in Quincy.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's a big part of Quincy, is the Asian community. Not just the restaurants, the businesses as well.
Yeah.
So my goal here, and we can, when I think about the taste of Quincy, listening to last year's and the years prior, there wasn't a lot of Asian people vending coming in. So I've gone out to them specifically. I've taken somebody with me that speaks Cantonese.
Great idea.
We've had all our collateral translated, and we've hit the footpaths.
Ah, very good.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is really good. So we're hoping some of those will, you know, sign up for the Taste of Quincy. But in general, what's really important, my goal is to get an intern that can help me speak and be that person that someone of an Asian background can come in and speak to.
Okay.
So my goal is to find the Asian intern.
Oh, okay. So someone watching.
Anyone watching that may be interested.
Yes.
Absolutely reach out.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know.
Yeah.
And also there's Kilroy Square. Right,
Kilroy Square,
yeah.
Wonderful Kilroy Square.
Yeah.
It's just such a community gathering spot. We have a lot going on there, and the goal is to create more and more events. Currently, and everyone knows it, probably mostly for the farmers market, it runs through May to October every Friday, and it's 12 to 4. We have 22 vendors,
Whoa.
And we're full for the whole time.
That's great.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And then we have the beer garden. So Break Rock, that's a local brewery in the Marina Bay. They're the beer garden that come in at 4 o'clock. We have music, which is fabulous.
Yes.
And it's great because we find a lot of people come around to the farmers market during their lunchtime. It's just a very nice place to be walking around. Mm. The restaurants close by are very supportive of what we're doing.
Excellent.
And we try to be respectful of what they're doing as well. So I'm going to be working with the Force to do some lunch specials at a price, which will be good. And then we've got Eva Trattori right there as well.
Yes.
So we're hoping that when people are coming to the farmers market, they're just mulling around and then hitting some of the restaurants up on the way out.
That's
for
the
lunch.
Goal, right?
Yeah, that's the goal, yeah. But we've also got some specialty markets that we're doing, events, I should say, rather.
Yes.
So we've had the Arts and Artisan. We had the Vintage Market.
Which How did the Vintage Market go, Sharon? I'm curious.
A huge success.
Was it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And because it's one of those things right now that everyone's into.
Right.
Vintage markets are very hot and everyone loves to go to them. But it was a very cool vibe. We had a lot of people through. We had a food truck there. We had music. And it's just very interesting to watch people mull around. And we had everything from clothes to old records.
Yes.
It was just a really nice thing. And everyone, as I say, people really seem to enjoy the vintage market.
Yeah.
And then we did the Art and Artism. And then we've got, what else do we have? We have a lot coming up. And we're focusing in on, we've got, for our other events outside of Kilroy, we also do the Wally Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's right.
Which is very popular.
Beach, yeah.
Which is into its, coming up on its third week.
Yes.
Very successful.
Yes, I think it's Bell Bottom this week.
Bell Bottom this week.
Yeah, so break out your leisure suits. And
absolutely. Get your chair and, yes, and your cooler.
Yes.
And take a seat. It's very well run and it's some great music. And really showcases the community very, very well.
So you're really trying to reach out in the community, not to have folks come to you, but you go to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no other way. You have to be out there forward facing.
Sure.
But it's very exciting.
I'm sure you're already thinking about the holiday market.
Well, of course, yeah. We've got the holiday market coming up, which everyone, any vendor that's at the farmer's market, like when have you opened up for registration for the holiday, which was opened about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, it was already?
Already.
Oh, gosh.
And we probably have about 18 vendors already.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very popular, which is great. So we're working right now with the lighting company, the tent people, just bringing a different spin to things.
Here we are in July, speaking about the holidays.
And it's really hard, right? It is hard, but the reality
to, right?
of it is it's going to be at our door before we know it.
Yeah.
So we do work very hard on the holiday market.
Sure.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about bringing more commercial businesses into Quincy. Is that a market that you see is needing attention?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think commercial, I think any type of business coming into Quincy can only be a huge support for us. And we need all of that to make it what it is.
Right.
Right.
Some big employers, right?
You need the big employers. Yeah, you do. You need them to bring in the staff. The staff then go to the restaurants, and the support there is amazing. Mm. We're so close to the Red Line. Mm-hmm. It's just an amazing place to live.
Yeah.
And when I had the restaurant, and we left there about 8 years ago, and when I came back into this job, and to see where we are, it's pretty outstanding.
Really?
Amazing.
Yeah. Are you seeing, you know, what kind of folks are coming out to shop at businesses in Quincy, Sharon? Are you seeing new people arriving in the cities? Quincy residents that have been here a long time. What are you seeing out there?
I see new people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see new people because of the residential spots that's gone in.
Right.
It's driving a different, the younger people are coming in.
Okay.
And the older people are getting more comfortable with what we're doing. I see the older people coming into the Kilroy, which is really nice,
yeah.
And just mulling around. And we get some phone calls at the office, where is this Kilroy?
Right.
So we ended up explaining where it is. We tell them that the parking is $1 an hour, I don't know where else you can park for $1 an hour. And those garage folks are amazing.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They just work so well with us. They're always there to help us with the farmers market. So the support is there. So we're seeing a lot of very diverse, and I will say Quincy is very diverse.
Yeah, well, certainly.
And we love to see that.
Yeah, I know you're trying to get more visible at Kilroy Square, right? I mean,
yeah.
Actual visibility with big, huge signs.
Yeah, so we got some new signs called feather signs that we put out. And we put them up on Friday, and we're not sure if it's a coincidence, but the farmer's market was really, really busy.
Okay.
But it's better than not having the signage there.
Right.
And we place them in spots that, you know, people with very, very heavy traffic that might say, oh, there it is, there's Kilroy.
Okay.
So yeah, we're working on that, we're working on signage. We're ensuring that we're pushing Kilroy out on social media in our collateral.
Mm.
We like to talk about it all the time. And the goal is to continually come up with specialty markets to drive attendance to there, but also to, as I say earlier, to support the businesses that are around in the area.
Sure, absolutely. There's many events still to come. There's the Food Truck Festival in the not too distant future,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And then we've got a concert coming up on August the 14th. We're also hoping to do a wedding expo, which will be in September.
Wait, what?
I know.
Wedding expo?
Yes.
Don't you have enough to do, Sharon?
You would think so, right? Yeah, absolutely.
What's the wedding expo?
My goal for the wedding expo is to, we've got a lot of local vendors that could support a wedding, and whether that's event space, restaurants. We have a bridal shop in Quincy. I don't know whether people knew that. I didn't. Our building, yes. So we're hoping to work with them. And then we've got photographers. We've got cakes. There's just so many vendors we can bring in.
Forests, I can think
of. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's my goal.
Okay.
And I decided to do it on the second Sunday of September.
Mm-hmm.
With that being football season, will have kicked off. So the guys can watch the football and the ladies can come out to Quincy Wedding Fair.
Ah, okay.
That's my goal.
And where would that be?
That will be in Kilroy.
Oh, at Kilroy.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah. So we'll do that in Kilroy. We'll have some music. We'll have some champagne tasting.
Wow.
And some cake tasting.
Okay.
So it's good. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
If folks have thoughts or suggestions or ideas,
absolutely.
You're willing to listen? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Reach out to me directly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
You mentioned website.
Website.
Call you as well.
Phone. Call, absolutely. Okay. Call, email me directly, and that's sharon@thequincychamber.com.
All right.
And happy to take any questions, remarks, comments.
Thank you so much for stopping by. It's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you for having me here today.
Please come back.
I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Very welcome.
Thank you.